pageant world, as well as her initiative of pancreatic cancer and just what's going on with her. So definitely look forward to that. And we're also introducing one of our new hosts, Ms. Erica Wright of The Wright's Recipe. So you're going to meet Erica tonight. So this will be her debut. And then next week, she will start her segment cooking some really, really amazing recipes. So look forward to that. So without further ado, George, roll that beautiful bean footage and let's start the show.
All righty then.
Today would be great.
Welcome to TV and the Boys with Crystal, TV Booker, George, Bucky Boy, Homie, Roger Hawkins, and Nene Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from Phoebe and the Boys.
All right, and welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Phoebe and the Boys. Like I said, we're going to have a great show for you tonight, tonight, tonight. A lot of things going on right now. Also, rest in peace to Naomi Judd, who, as you guys know, sadly, tragically took her life several days ago. So our condolences to the Judd family, to Winona and Ashley and all their families and friends and everyone who loved her. So definitely rest in peace, Naomi. It turns out that she was suffering from depression. And it's really sad, you know, when something like that happens, when someone decides to check out, you know, on their own instead of, you know, passing by natural causes and things like that. So our hearts and prayers go out to her and her family. Also, this is the week of Mother's Day this weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day, Mimi. Well, okay. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. And so, of course, I got my crew in the building, the fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mr. Roger Hawkins. George, Biker Boy Holman. What is up, George? And then we have a new addition to the team, everyone, introducing Miss Erica Wright. She will be host of the segment, The Wright Recipe. Erica will be cooking up some good dishes. So welcome, Erica. Can't hear you, love.
She didn't call in on the phone.
Can't hear you, mama.
Oh. She's muted. That's why. Got it.
That was why. All right.
Talk now.
Well, let's start this again. Welcome, welcome, Erica.
All right. Is that better?
There
you go.
Yeah, we got you.
Test drive. Next week, it'll all work out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Love it. I love the energy, girl. I love the energy.
Yes. So we are certainly glad to have you. Welcome aboard.
I'm excited. I do have to tell y'all, though, today, my six-year-old Lincoln, thought that I was feeding him grass. We tried a new thing, and it was spinach. He thought that I put grass in the chicken soup. So it's going to be fun having them test drive all my new stuff.
Grass.
Gotta love it.
He wouldn't even touch it. Just wouldn't even touch it.
Get the palate together early.
Grass and the chicken soup.
It was sausage and spinach tortellini soup. It was delicious and rich and just Toby was here for it.
And it wasn't chicken nuggets and fries, so that he didn't give
it
a shit.
No, sir. My children do not eat chicken nuggets and fries.
Wait, hey, he doesn't eat tortellini either. Shit, not now.
DK was not here for it. He wasn't even trying it. He ate some peanut butter crackers and a bowl of cereal. So, you take your battles.
The hell of a combination there.
It's all a growing body needs till about age 27. I mean, that's cool.
He is the reason why I put wine in my coffee cup.
I made it. What's funny is my family kind of has a running joke about that. That's why I love it, is because we kind of have a running joke about the wine and the coffee cup thing from some years back, so they're going to love that. And you run out of champagne glasses, you gotta grab what's convenient.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
I feel so cheated right now because this is something that the family did when I was young, so now I'm sitting here going, oh, wow, I'm 51. Like, I didn't get it all
exactly.
This time. I just got
you
it.
Weren't you weren't supposed to get it. Yeah, you weren't supposed to get it. There you go. That's pretty
house.
Funny. Yeah,
well,
now you can practice it.
Speaking of drinks, Mimi, what is on the list tonight?
Well, guys, as you guys know, on the other side of Blog Talk, we kind of, did this a little earlier because we kind of, needed that. But I'm going to do it again. So I am having Crown Apple. And like I said earlier, it goes well with everything. I'm having mine with ice and a big straw because I need it tonight. And every time.
Damn, that glass is full, Mimi. Jesus Christ, that's a big glass
of
Crown Apple.
Look, when we started, it was like it went to down here. And then I just, I have a refill cup on the side that's already prepared.
All right, kids. So at about 9:03, Mimi's going to go night-night, and we'll finish the show for her. Holy smoke, shit. The only thing you need is an Applejack and some craps in your pocket, girl. You be a sheep. Woo, shake them.
Hey.
You're a gangster
party.
For that. Jesus.
Somebody's going to get woken up.
I'm too young for that. I don't want to know that.
So that's what's going on.
Right.
And with that being said, if we're gonna do it for me, then you guys know how I like to go around the circle. So Roger, I know that you are drinking with me tonight. We are doing our Crown Apple.
I am. Yes, ma'am. I'm in the apple orchard with you, and picking them shits from the top of the tree, baby. Let's do it.
And my sister's over there with the wine. What is it?
Yeah, wine mixed with orange juice.
Okay, and then I got my sister over there with the big coffee mug.
Yes, got my Asti Moscato in my flower mug, so it looks classy.
And my brother George, his bougie ass. Go ahead, tell us.
Yes.
His champagne and cheese.
There you go. I'm about to get at you, George. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
He's probably listening to this on
I got about all the way from Italy. All the way from Italy, the Stella Rose Platinum, French Vanilla, Stella Rose Platinum, and I got my cheese to go with it.
Well, there you go.
Cheese cubes.
I can't even talk to this guy tonight. Hey, Pinky said Pinky's rocking Bailey's Irish Cream and Coffee. Sure, you're right. Hey, morning, noon, and night, good.
You know that running joke. You want your cheese with you need some cheese with that wine.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, everybody got it going. Well, good.
While we're doing a toast, let's all do a toast to Johnny Depp. Because as you know, the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation trial is going on, and we definitely want justice for Johnny because girlfriends is lying.
I will not.
And lied and lied some more. So
crazy.
Justice for Johnny. Can we get a toast for Johnny Depp?
Absolutely.
Love you, Johnny.
Maybe the pre-2000s Johnny Depp, but the Willy Wonka Johnny Depp is trash. So anyway, he's been getting beat up by his woman, so I guess he needs a drink too. It is what it is.
let's forget about the actors, the actor Johnny Depp, and let's just go with the person Johnny Depp.
The man
nobody
Johnny
deserves
Depp.
To go through what the hell he's going through. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Justice for Johnny.
She's batshit crazy.
Oh, that's
like literally beyond batshit crazy. She's on a whole nother level.
It's almost impressive how crazy this chick is. Almost. I mean, she's out to lunch, for real, for real. Her eyes don't dilate and shit, or maybe they stay dilated. One of the two, I don't know. She's a special girl.
She cries with no tears. She's up on the testifying today. She's like, and he did a full body cavity search, and it was so embarrassing.
Girl, I just called real sick. She quit that plane.
Man, it was so crazy, and she's all crying with no tears. How do you cry?
Oh, that's what made you think
you're
crazy.
Not
that she's shitting his bed and did all kind of other stuff, but the no tears. That's what did it. The only thing worse would be the bitch would have put a horse head in the bed. Jesus Christ.
I checked out when she hit the bed. I was done. It was over for me. That was it. I checked out. I would have been like,
yo, do you know what those sheets cost? That was more than your ass did. Get out of my house. See, but that's me. That's just me.
I think that did it for a lot of people because that was, totally unexpected. So, man.
Yes. Pinky, I am with you. Cinco de Mayo is just right around the corner, a couple minutes away. And, yes, honey, I am starting early.
I'm about to say
Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to be super lit. Okay, so this is the thing because I'm not Mexican. I am.
Mayo.
I'm Puerto Rican Caribbean,
yes.
So we don't do Cinco de Mayo in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands, and we really damn near don't do it in Puerto Rico, which, of course, in Puerto Rico, if you fart, they're having a celebration. But so I don't really do Cinco de Mayo, but, you know, I'm doing it tomorrow.
Because it's days of ending Y, that's when you drink. That's only holiday you need to do, baby. Days of ending Y.
But yes,
well, I'm
yes,
not
yes.
Irish, but I celebrate St. Patrick's Day also, so I'm...
Me too! Hey, listen, I'll be in O'Reilly and O'Leary or some shit for a day. It's cool. O'Reilly, damn it, I go to O'Reilly.
Well, you know what? Last year I went to Savannah for St. Patrick's and thinking that I'm going to see the green water, and now they did the shit, I think, this year, and I'm just like, you know what, whatever, I'll go next year. But yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, do you guys know the origins of Cinco de Mayo? Cinco de Mayo pronounced Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, Spanish for 5th of May, is a yearly celebration held on May 5th, which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, led by General Ignacio Zaragoza. The victory of a smaller, poorly equipped Mexican force against the larger and better armed French army was a morale boost for the Mexicans. Zaragoza died months after the battle from an illness, and the larger ultimately defeated the Mexican army at the Second Battle of Puebla and occupied Mexico City. But that is why we commemorate Cinco de Mayo. So there's a little... education there for you guys.
Yeah. So when I drink my drink, I'm supporting education. Okay.
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
We advocate.
I'll drink to that.
we had good learning. Speaking well English. And a lot of people won't get that.
Roger, what fitness tips do you have for us tonight? George rolled a boot, beautiful game
footage. Don't drink a lot before you go to work. So before we get into it, it's a really brief clip. Before George gets started, all I want to say is we talked about it a little bit before. I've heard a lot of people mention that there are certain exercises they can't do. I disagree, don't like the word can't. I mean, they're not physical impossibilities. So but what we're going to watch is just me doing some abbreviated exercises that don't require gyms or anything like that. You know I'm into that. But these are more about going from static to slow-mo resistance so that you don't have to do a lot of reps, but you still get a good workout. Let's take, for instance, a lot of people don't like to do push-ups or pull-ups or whatever. You start in a position and you just hold it for a certain count or time on the clock, and then you slowly let yourself down. You're getting the same type of resistance as if you were, you know, doing some, you know, repetitions, if you will. It's just, it just works more of a, it elongates and works your muscular endurance. So that's a good way to get started before you work on your anaerobic explosive part of that. So I've got a couple of exercises in here that I like to do. You put these three together and you can get just about a total body workout. We've got legs, we've got some upper body, and we've even got some ab work in there, I've been promising you guys. So when you see the static position or the slow motion, that's very, very deliberate with these particular exercises. With that being said, George, roll it for me, brother.
Check this out. Roger's business tip of the week.
Oh, my bad. Wrong video.
No, I wanted my intro. I needed my intro. You asshole.
All right. Here we go, Phil. Here we go.
Let's go.
You got some plenty and plenty, blam. Then check this out. Roger spent his tip of the week.
Oh, that just does me. All right. So again, like I said,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you were on some pyramid shit out there, man.
Yep.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, that's a really good exercise for abs.
Yeah, exactly. There's one. Boom. That is too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Boom. 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 There's one.
How many reps should people do?
Give me 2 seconds and we'll get into that. Because they can't hear us right now. Say, watch out for it. I'm an ass.
Oh, is that about? It's all good.
Everyone on our heart can hear us.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So, boom, boom. All right. That's pretty much, okay, boom. So, for those that saw, I mean, those areas right there, that's really all you need to get started. Now, CB had a good question. She said, how many reps should we do? That's kind of relative because, like with the resistance ones, it's more for time. So say you're holding that push-up position. If you can do that for 10 seconds and then lower yourself slowly for 3 or 4 and try and do that 3 or 4 times, that's great. 10 times, that's great because eventually you will be strong enough to go up and down. And then you can get into working on how many of those, you know, push-ups and like that you want to do. It's a great way to mix up some anaerobic and aerobic-type exercise almost in the exact same movement. So with legs and anything, you have to be honest with yourself. I say it all the time, don't cheat yourself. So if you did 5 or 6 and you're like, ooh, that was rough, you didn't do enough. I mean, as you get into your sets, yeah, I agree. You want your last couple to be a little difficult, maybe a little laborious, but not too difficult so that you break down. So it's like a percentage type thing. So if you want to start out, literally if you start out and you can only do one of those, but you can hold it for a certain amount of time, do that. Take a break for 5 or 6 minutes, come back and do that again. You don't have to do 200 right away. You can do 10 of those, you know, respectively over the course of a half of a day or a day. But you just have to be honest and not cheat yourself because you will get out what you put in. So, I like doing a lot of things away from a gym because it just shows you don't need a membership. And if you get creative, you can get a workout anywhere. But that's one of the places I like to go, Mimi. Those, because I heard you mention the pyramid type thing, those actual steps are about, they're right about just under 3 feet high. So,
yeah.
It looked like he was in Greece.
Non-accessible. No, it's actually here. It's just I've surveyed a lot of places. It's actually here. It's a pretty cool spot. It's a park nearby and things like that. So, got you guys a little bit of scenery. But again, all of that it absolutely, you know, like I said, you've got scenery, you've got uphills and things like that, just stuff to keep it from getting too mundane. So that's the good part about the stuff that I'm trying to show. We're going to get into some more difficult things, I promise you. And I'm not saying everybody's going to be able to do everything right away, but we will. What's up?
Hey, Roger. Pinky said that you can modify the push-ups by using the wall. And that's true. I have tried that. Because I cannot do a push-up, but I can do a push-in and a out.
A push-in.
Good. Yeah, Pinky's 100% right. We had a video earlier, you know, a few shows back, showing exactly that. We had some definite modifications and variations to push-ups, because I know push-ups are definitely, you know, on the high, I don't like this list for a lot of people, but there's a way to start out. It's all about angles. Angles are great. Like you said, you can do it with a wall. You can lean onto a railing. You can lean onto a bench. You see what I'm getting at? You use angles.
Right.
You go from basically being vertical all the way down to, you know, 0 degrees and doing an actual push-up, but it's over time. You just have to keep working at it. So, yes, Pinky's 100% right. It's an angles game. So we'll definitely get into some more workouts along the way, you know, and just things to help people get going when they don't know where to start, or something, one particular exercise is difficult. We've got to keep it, you know, we've got to keep the variety up, because everybody's at a different level. So again, I like to throw in some of the things that you can just start with and do on your own. And then we'll kind of step it up a little bit. So, yeah. But, yeah, these are all great suggestions, by the way. So, and we'll definitely do a lot of those as summer goes on and things like that. I don't know where you are, but where I am is warming up. In the Midwest, it's not. It's basically the bipolar Midwest. you never know what's going to happen. 80 today and hailstorm tomorrow. So we'll definitely get into some good, fun summertime exercises, because I've got things that I'm working towards personally. And so I will share that along the way, just to prove that I'm not entirely full of crap most of the time. So I'll definitely get part of my journey along the way with this as well. And so there it is for today.
Awesome. Also, Pinky said that a plank is good, and she also said exercising in a pool is good too. So thank you, Pinky.
Exercising in a pool is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to do that
for football. I've got a friend from Kansas City listening. Everybody say hi to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Oh. Hello.
What up, Bill?
I posted on my Facebook, trying to get people to listen in, and he's super supportive of everything that I try to do.
Well, we like Bill. We like Bill already.
Yes.
Good man, William. Good man. My man, William.
He called me an asshole for saying his name on the air.
It'll be all right, Bill.
Just kind of busting him out, so for real. Like, I mean, it's not. We listen. It ain't like your name is Chapin-Twine, dog. There's a million Bills in the world, so you're fairly safe unless you're the only Bill she knows. I mean, damn.
He is.
Hey, no, that's my friend Raheem. It ain't Bill. It's Raheem on the phone. Raheem said, "Good job, everybody."
Next time, we'll just call you William.
Damn.
Thank you.
Anyway, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, George, you have
some money.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact,
roll it.
Hit it, Ron. Run.
Hit it, Ron. There you go. That's all you get. That's it.
You blink, you miss it.
That's the tip.
That's all we needed. That's it.
No, but
if you miss it, you miss it.
So, those of you who have been listening have caught up other business tips, talking about running the business and doing different things. We're going to touch up on something a little different tonight. First, I'm going to start off with a reminder. Any of these business tips, you can go in and read in detail about them via our website, cbintheboys.org. Click on programs, click on business tips, and you can choose the week you want to see and read in detail about the business tips that I go over. But this week, we're going to touch on branding and setting yourself apart. Branding is just as vital to your small business as it is to a large company. Branding is your business's way, is your business is what sets you apart from your other competitors. A strong brander helps customers understand who you are and what you offer. As social media and other technology brings companies closer than ever to their audience, a strong brand can help you stand out and form a relationship with your target market. Now, the big thing about branding is there's three C's, okay? The three C's of branding. The basics of branding are built on the three C's: clarity, consistency, and commitment. Clarity represents the importance of making it easy to understand who you are and what you offer. Prospects should know who you are and what you do without any guess or confusion. Consistency ensures that everything your prospects and customers interact with uses the same visual tone, values, and more. Commitment shows your dedication to your product, your people, and the values behind your company. Stand behind your product, services, your people, and your story. Give your customers an experience that aligns with your branding. Now, as you start out on your branding, ask yourself a few questions. What elements of your story might generate an emotional reaction from your audience? Which emotion will you inspire? And how can you use branding to tell your story in different ways? When you apply your branding story to the three C's, you build a foundation of a potent branding strategy that will grab attention, build relationships based on the unique needs that you meet for your customers. Great branding requires deep reflection and strategic planning, but it all pays off when you connect with your target audience and turn them into satisfied customers. So on our website, you'll be able to go in and there's extensive detail about the ways to go about branding, resources for branding, everything that you really need to know to get started with setting your brand. So I encourage you to go to the website, check us out, cbintheboys.org, click on programs, click on business tips, and you can get all the detailed information that you want about branding your product.
That's awesome. Thank you, George.
Build and brand.
Thank you,
build and brand.
Oh, and this information, and just so you guys know, this information comes from Thin Business Academy.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up Thin Business on the internet, thinbusiness.com. And this comes from Zen Business Academy.
Boom, boom.
There you have
it.
That's right. Always cite your source. Very good. All right. So we need
Pinky
to pause
said, hi,
for
Bill.
The pause and mention Bill. No pun intended. So we'll be right back.
No word tonight.
With a word from our sponsor.
Sponsor.
We'll be right back. Don't Motivation, laughter,
and
a whole lot of fun.
That song always gets cut short, and I'm in the middle of my...
What's going on?
Welcome, welcome. And joining us in the studio now is the amazing, fabulous Miss Amber Bardo, our current Miss Arizona and the best Miss Arizona. Welcome, Amber. How are you tonight?
Hello, everyone. So excited to be on tonight. I've been listening here and there to your show throughout the evening, so I'm happy to be a part of it this evening, and thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, before we get started, we found a little something that we're going to love. So we have... So we have a nice
Crystal, say it again. Can't hear you.
I said we have a little something for you, Amber. We have a surprise. So
okay.
Here we go. Roll it, George.
Uh-oh.
Alrighty. Well, give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. Hold the thought. Hold the thought.
We still have dial-up.
Alrighty.
I don't know what's going on in your mind. I'm sure it's enough to make me cry. Someday we'll find you live forever. But no goodbyes. You'll always be Miss America. We'll watch you fly. But nothing's free, Miss America. And as you fall apart, we just call it off. But it's so hard to be.
The first runner-up and winner of a $1,000 scholarship is Miss Phoenix Melanie Pierce, which means your new Miss Arizona is Miss Scottsdale Amber Bardo.
Oh, shit, man.
I love it. That's awesome.
Hug everybody, baby. Hug everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, how often have you watched it? Have you seen it a lot?
I honestly actually don't watch it as often as people think I probably do. I watch it right at the beginning of my reign quite frequently, but it just makes me really emotional, so it's kind of hard to get through now. My time is up in like a little less than 2 months, and so it's been a little bit of an emotional journey lately. So I've been taking a break from watching my crowning video, but it is always sweet.
Okay.
It's a very special memory. I can remember how it smelled. I can remember what it looks like. I can remember all of the emotions. So, yeah, it's really special.
Okay.
You know, having you here on the show, that was almost a tearjerker for me just watching that for you.
Yeah, it's such a special moment. You know, I always explain to people that this is a full-time job, you know, and it's been my dream job since I can remember. And being blessed with that opportunity, specifically after COVID too, where we were kind of locked in our houses, we couldn't really do a lot. Mm-hmm. And right as we were getting out of all of it, I get the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, I was one of the first people back in studio at a lot of the news broadcasts. I was the first person on a lot of the nonprofit scenes, doing different volunteer events. And it is just so special to know that's where it all began, because it was really the first time to a lot of us were seeing each other again. And so being back on the stage, being back in a crowd, being able to relate with people and connect with our community was just really special to all of us. And then to be the one who gets to represent the first class really out of the pandemic was really special.
Right,
so.
Right. Makes sense.
That is so cool.
So at that
moment, like, what was going through your mind? Like, standing on that stage, and then when you hear your name called as the winner, like, what goes through your mind?
So that first video clip that you showed, actually, of me walking in the white dress and then the yellow romper, was back from when I was about, I think I was 14 in that video, 14 or 15. And it was this prime point of my life where I just resided getting first runner-up. I grew up in this program called Cinderella. Big fan of the program still. My mom is a local director. But this is the Miss America program. I've competed in this once, and I've won this once. Aside from that, I have actually never won a competition that I have been a part of. And I just, as I said, I loved really presiding as first runner-up. That was my spot. So in that moment, when I was holding my first runner-up's hand, Melody, Miss Phoenix, who is a sweetheart, I was literally just sitting there preparing to be an amazing first runner-up, because that is what I do in that moment now. I've been first runner-up 6 times. And so I was sitting there going, okay, don't, like, give her some time to drop to the ground, because I have photos of me, like, with a hug, like a big hug arm, and the girl is on the ground, like, freaking out. So I was like, give her a second, extend the arm, go in for the hug, walk up, flowers, get out of the way. That is what I was reciting to myself in my head. So then I won, and I was just like, wait, what? Excuse me?
That's not the part you rehearsed. She's like, wait a minute, I didn't rehearse that part. Hold on, back up.
You never speech ready. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah, and it was funny because earlier in the day, I made like the mock top 5. So they do like a mock top 11 that's pulled out of a hat. And then they do like a mock top 5. And I somehow made it to second runner-up. And I've been an outstanding team before. So some people had some expectations of like my ability as a competitor. And one of the girls just turned to me and she goes, do you like practice winning? Do you think you like, do you just picture what it's going to be like and do you practice it? And I turned to her and I go, no, honestly, if I make it to this point, I'll be practicing first runner-up. And they laughed and afterwards they came up and gave me a hug and they were like, well, you didn't need to practice. You should have practiced what I told you to practice. And I was like,
yeah,
yeah,
wow.
All
nice.
Right.
Nice. That's so cool. What's
that's
up next for
awesome.
You, though? I know you said you've got 2 months left. So what comes after this? Because you've been kind of practicing for this job your whole life. Now what?
Wait a minute.
Well,
hold
job.
On. Let me interrupt.
Go for it. It is all you.
Because I know
you
the answer to this question. I'm going to play this first.
Well, hold on. Let me interrupt.
The content is explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Okay.
That's our disclaimer because we have a lawyer on the show, possible Secretary of State or Supreme Court Justice. Okay.
Damn, George, you're a fuck up a wet dream, you idiot.
Thank you, Jack. We have a caller on the line to speak with Amber. One moment. All right, 480, you're on the line. 480, you're on the line. Would you be on the voice? Hello?
And gone.
Okay, maybe they just want to listen, so that's fine. All right. Okay, continue.
All right, I think you guessed it right. Got that disclaimer in there, which I appreciate. I did. but I am on my way. Actually, I'm closing my Arizona chapter, which is very weird for me. I've grown up here since I was five. This is all I've remembered. And I'm moving to Washington, D.C. in the fall to attend Georgetown Law.
Okay. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yes, girl.
Thank you.
Congrats.
We're going to miss you here in Arizona.
I am going to miss my Arizona family a lot, too. It's going to be very different being on the East Coast, but I think it'll be a really good change for me. I've been here my whole life, as I said, so it'll be good to kind of really get out there and try something different, you know? And actually, you know, it's funny, Crystal, the night that we met, I actually just got in my Georgetown interview. So, like, you were there right at the beginning of it, too. My friends were all just hugging me and congratulating me right after I got out of the car. And then from there, I went through the interview process, and I was accepted like 2 days later. I just made a last-minute trip to Washington, D.C. a couple days ago, and I committed this Sunday. So
that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of you. That is
fantastic. It is awesome. And all accomplished, and she's still 12.
That's only because you're 6'9". Hey, that, you know.
It's okay. Everybody younger than me is 12.
It's fast bedtime.
Everybody younger, you know me. Everybody younger than me, is 12. So. Yeah.
Well, shit, that's everybody under AARP age. That's Uncle George. Well, okay. Uncle George,
look,
you know, it's getting late.
I was reading about AARP when she was doing her first one at 13 or 15.
Well, here's the thing,
something like
you
that. When she won her first show,
in a covered wagon too, fool.
When she won Miss, how do you say that town? Miss Maricopa. How do you say
Maricopa? Yeah.
Maricopa.
That was my first
okay,
title.
Yeah. Yeah, when she won her first title, I was reading the AARP magazine.
Shaking my whole
All right,
head,
George,
dude.
Well, make sure you talk to me before you pick out your Medicare plan, okay?
So you do Medicare and you cook.
You got the right people on here.
That's a win. That's a win. Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to meet your boyfriend. I'm going to have to tell him that that's a keeper. He needs to just wipe it. You Medicare, you cook, and you got a great
personality.
We got
to taste the grub. We got to taste the grub first. But good deal. Good deal.
She's from the Kansas City area. I got faith in her, but you're right. We still got to taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got it all.
So, guys, I have a question for Amber. So
what's
I
up?
Came from the pageant world myself. Like, I was in Hall Jackson Challenger team when I was 15. I was in Miss American Virgin Islands at the age of 17. And I couldn't do it. Like, I had, like, you know, just having Miss Congeniality alone was just, like, a big thing in the islands. Because it didn't matter whether you won or not. It was about popularity. And I guess at the time, because my brothers were very popular. Then I was popular by demand because of my brothers, blah, 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 all this little stuff. And then, of course, I went into singing and TV and commercials and all this other stuff and just got away from pageantry. What advice do you give, like, young girls that are interested in becoming, you know, the next thing when it comes to, like, the pageant world? Like, what advice do you give to them from the get-go? Because I didn't have no role models or no one to say, okay, Mimi, this is what you need to do. I was kind of like thrown into this thing by somebody that said, she's cute. I think she should be a part of this pageant. And all of a sudden, I'm just in there going, what the hell am I doing? And healed.
I love it. I love it. Honestly, that's how a lot of us start. I entered my first one thinking it was a play. As I said, I grew up in this program called Cinderella, and I thought I was auditioning for like a traveling play. And I showed up, and it was pageant. And I was like, okay, what's up? And now my mom directed one, and my mom was so against pageantry when I started. So I get it. That's kind of how we all get our feet wet. It's just kind of through coincidence. I have two kind of big pieces of advice. So I feel like pageantry, Miss America, which actually also no longer identifies as a pageant, but any kind of competition like Miss America, like Cinderella, like any of these programs, you have to know who you are authentically at your core. And you have to be able to portray your authentic self in everything that you do. And I think that's really what they're looking for, is somebody who's relatable, who is ready to learn, ready to empathize with the community around them. As I mentioned earlier in the show, it's a full-time job. You know, I travel to all corners of this state, and I meet people from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. I've spoken to refugees at the border of Mexico, as well as the Border Patrol, as well as then had to stand on the news and actually give my opinion about what I just saw. I've been on all these different shows and have conversations with just so many different people with differing ideas, differing views, differing beliefs, differing backgrounds. And a lot of the way I'm able to communicate with all these different types of people is just knowing authentically who I am and having that personal experience to share with them, to show them, hey, I'm a human. This is who I am. This is what I believe in. These are my authentic values. And knowing authentically who I am at my core is something that helps me at Miss Arizona and ultimately America too. And also because of that, you don't attach your worth to the title because you know who you are. You know your worth. You know what you bring to the table. And as long as you remember that, you get the title, you're going to kill it at the job. You don't get the title, you know, you're going to get better for the next one. And you're just going to continue to self-improve. And so that's like my biggest piece of advice. And then for those of them who are just starting, who have some time under their belt, just get involved in their community, you know, get passionate about things, start just investing in themselves as people so you are able to know who you are authentically at your core.
Right.
You know, I did that from a very young age. I always wanted to do this. So I was like, you know, how can I be the best version of myself? And to be honest, it's one of the best things to keep me on the straight and narrow. You know, like through high school, not only was I in competitive dance, but a lot of the time I just feel like, is this something Miss America would do? Is this something like a role model like mine would do? Is this something that will help me advance, you know? And if the answer was no, I'd be like, well, then why am I doing it, you know? And
right.
So it just kind of kept me making sure I was always doing the things that were best for my future and best for me, you know, that my personal mental health care, dance, school clubs, community service, all of that I got involved in at a young age. And a lot of it was probably sparked by like Miss America, but then it continued to grow. And I can tell you, I worked for a local affiliate of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. We had just had our 5K this year. We were still accepting donations. So anybody, Purple Stride / Phoenix, you can donate. But I have already joined a Facebook group for the DC affiliate because I am so excited to continue that passion past when I was and cash on my head, across my chest. You know, it is something I genuinely care about. And a lot of that is just remembering how I can be the best authentic version of myself, and just developing myself as a person, you know?
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you.
I love that.
Well said.
Thanks. That was a long answer, but I could go on about advice for ages. You know, I believe in these programs. I also believe in the young women that they raise. And, you know, of course, with everything, you have a few bad seats here and there, but most of the time, it's just like any other job, any other growth opportunity. You meet some incredible people, network, and really learn a lot about yourself and what you're capable of, what you can accomplish. And I can tell you, I would not be going to Georgetown without this program in my life, not only because of the scholarships, but because of also like the public speaking. My whole personal statement that I wrote for law school was actually based on that experience at the border. So, yeah.
What do you think was the biggest challenge for you? Like, what was the most, like, you know, the craziest thing that you've been through as far as the pageantry world? Like, a aha moment or a, oh, my God, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, did you ever come to that point where you were just like, you know what, I'm over this?
TikTok. I'm just kidding.
I can relate.
That was,
that was a brief look of, yeah, every show.
And they literally were like, so you're going to get a TikTok. Here is your at name. Here is what kind of content you'll create. Oh my God, if you go back and like scroll through my TikToks, they were so bad. I had no clue what I was doing. And they took so much effort. And then I make a TikTok with my roommate at the movie theater, and it gets like 10,000 views. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, I could not figure it out.
You'll never know.
Getting better at it. But honestly, this year that was probably my like obstacle was that TikTok learning curve. But aside from that, I put aside like some of the big challenges, you know, as I said, kind of remembering my own work. It's hard because pageantry and competitions like Miss America, you're getting judged and evaluated off of like your whole self, you know, your personality, your talent, your ability to speak, the way you convey your ideas, the things you care about, that your passions and how you're enacting that in the community. And so getting rejected is like so much worse than getting rejected, like walking in a pretty gown, you know, because we do walk in a pretty gown, but we're not judged on that. It's more of our personality aspect. So getting rejected on that is actually way worse than being like, oh, I got rejected on my appearance. Maybe I looked like their ex-wife, you know? That was always great. I'd be like, maybe that was pretty, you just gotta remember your worth, you know? You just gotta remember who you are, and it's hard. Your confidence gets knocked pretty easily, but then you just go back to, hey, look at all the stuff I've accomplished. Look at what I've been able to do, and, you know, different day, different judges, you never know. And I'm still doing a lot of really incredible things in the community, and I'm really proud of who I am as a person. So reminding myself of that, it's been probably the biggest challenge to continue to overcome. A little bit more.
Love it.
There you go.
But TikTok got close. TikTok really did.
But see, now I have to follow you on TikTok, and then you'll see my TikTok, and you'll see how I improved with time. I did like 75 in one weekend. It was insane.
Oh God, yes.
It's like once you start, you can't stop. It's addictive.
Yes, I'll never know.
Right, that part.
My dad.
Yeah,
My dad went with me to D.C. last weekend, and so I had him filming all these TikToks so I could announce my Georgetown admissions, and he was just like, what am I doing? Like, when do you get to stop doing this? Amber, you're embarrassing at the Lincoln Memorial, just dancing, like, and he was like, can you just not anymore? Like, this is not my vibe. And I'm like, thank God.
Lincoln Memorial dancing?
Exactly.
That is so cool.
But no, good for you. Absolutely good for you.
Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on.
I saw that. I know it.
What are you drinking in your cup?
I knew it.
Mike, you're going to say anything except water, you clowns. Or tea. There you go.
It's tea.
She's got a hell of a lot more to lose than
you
do.
We have like a drink segment. So, you know, everybody's doing something, and I'm like, you know what?
Right.
Erica is doing the mug. So I was like, okay, she's
got
mug, wine in her mug. What you got?
She's got wine in her mug. That was the first
tea.
Thing.
Okay.
That was the first thing
Amber,
that came to my mind.
Amber,
she took a drink,
mug,
and I was like, Erica.
What you do is you drink tea. But you drink your tea from Long Island in 2 months. Don't let these old fools distract you. You stay the course, sweetheart. That's what you do.
You know what's funny is I was listening to that segment, actually, where you guys were going around, and I was like, oh, my God, they're going to ask me what I'm drinking, and water sounds so lame. So I ran down I don't know if I've said this to you guys. I live with five guys. They're like brothers to me. But they're all downstairs watching the Suns game right now. And so I ran downstairs and I'm like, guys, they're asking what they're drinking. And I'm like, and I don't want to say water. And somebody turned around and goes, we'll make it a Shirley Temple. And I was like, that's even weirder for me to just be drinking a Shirley Temple. And they were
it would have been okay. I got Stella Rose. So Shirley Temple would have been okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, but guess what? I have water. Water
is
cool.
Water is
not cool.
Water is cool. Because the pressure was on, Amber. I'm sorry. Look at that. We didn't even know that the pressure was going on your end.
That's too funny.
It is.
She scampered. They can't see me drinking this crap. That's all right.
You're
That's
good.
Okay.
You're on safety zone.
Good for you.
Safety. Love
yeah.
it.
See what y'all do to people. You guys are the worst. Jeez. Man. I'm glad it's not me. I'm glad it's not me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, all I can say is.
And you know how you know it's really tea? I'm going to tell you how you know she's really drinking tea. Look how she's drinking it. I mean, I know they toss you
and
this
the little
shit,
piece of paper. The little piece
but
of
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, she's like, so.
And you get the pinky.
I guarantee you. Right. You'll never see her take a 40 like that. You'll never see this. Now. You might have to. Yeah. Good for you.
Pinky said you could be a comedian. That's something else to add to your resume. Pinky said you could be a comedian.
Wow, I feel like living with five guys.
Love it.
It's like a really big bar to live up to on the comedy standpoint. So we're trying to
absolutely
comedy and
absolutely.
You got to be strong in both of those and wingmanning.
Yeah, you do. You're right. Yeah, you do. Good for you.
I'm pretty sure that in the pageantry world, you get to see a lot of stuff that you can just like get on a stage and talk about and would have the people freaking out. Just because.
Spill it.
I am very sure.
Spill it.
Yes.
You know,
but I know you don't
want to
do that because you don't want to paint. You don't want to paint. That's shitting on other people. I know you don't ever want to do that, you know?
No, I'm
not.
Be
not being recorded. Listen.
There hasn't been
you know what this proves? What's up? What is it?
There really hasn't. You know, I get some really interesting pickup lines sometimes, especially from those second graders. The second graders who also really think I need a king or a prince, too, those ones, those are adorable. There's really not as much crazy stuff that goes on as you probably would think, you know?
Wow.
Pick up lines, huh? Say, sweet
That's
thing,
funny.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? You got your ladies mail.
Oh, no.
I once had a second grader ask me, are you the smartest girl in Arizona? And it honestly made my day. I was like, you're gonna get the ladies. You are going to get the ladies.
You know what to say.
Exactly. What
should
say?
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
That's a good one.
Those kids are brutally honest, though. They have no chill.
They are. They asked if I lived in a castle once, and then I said, well, I live upstairs, like, in a two-story house, and they're like, oh, my God, she's not actually a real princess. Like, why did you bring her?
Oh, no.
Some entitled second graders, huh? Wow.
All right.
Those are the kids. Oh, you know what? You know that they're real. They are super real when they say stuff like that. You're like, oh, shit, did he just say that or did she just say that? She's not a real princess.
Yes,
oh, what?
Oh, my God. You know what the other fun one was? I was trying to explain. So I'm not a celebrity. I'm like a half celebrity. You know, like I put this on, you're like, whoa, cool. And then I take it off and you're like, oh, normal person, you know? So I was trying to explain that kindergartners. It's kind of like a half celebrity gig. And I was like, name your celebrity. Like, who would you recognize walking down the street? And a kindergartner just raises his hand and goes, Snoop Dogg.
And you, and you know what? Everybody would. He was right. Everybody would. That's pretty good. Oh, wow. Yeah, Kelly, you know what? Yeah, not quite. Not quite that level.
I was pretty weak. Hi, oh,
Ariana. Hi, Ariana.
Oh,
wow.
That is doing a lot. Snoop Dogg. You should be like, yeah, you know, we hang out all the time. Me, Snoop, Martha Stewart. Yeah, we get real wise, drink coffee, make cakes. You know how that shit goes.
Hey.
They may shoot from the hip, but you can tell a second grader anything and they'll believe it. So just remember that.
Until they find out the truth, and then they'll come after her. Oh, that's that lady Amber that's the queen. And, yeah,
listen,
she really, like.
If by the time they're that old and they don't have shit going on in their life, if they do that, I'm mad at you from 8 years old. Like, I need you to get a life. It should be long past it by then.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. That's great. So, do you have, like, siblings? Do they deal with this, or is it just you? You're an only child? You have siblings that have to kind of deal with this, and you're a celebrity?
You know, my family, I'm the type of person who always says, my family is actually this way. If you get one of us, you get all of us. My mom and dad come to a lot of events with me because they do live in the area. So my mom has actually served as a travel companion. She's better friends with my board, like my bosses, than I am. Like, they casually just go get wine on the weekends now, and I'm like, cool, thanks for including me. I can't. So I'm like, okay, I get it. But so she's probably going to take on a little bit more of an official role, actually, after I give up my title. But she serves as my traveling companion for a lot of the events. And you know what? She kicks it off. She really just meets a lot of people, too. I'll be working the room over here, and she'll bring, like, 8 connections to me over here. So she's a big part of it. She loves it. She supports it in every way. My dad also, as I've mentioned, he's really there for me, too. And then I do have a little brother. He lives in Hawaii right now. He's going to school in Hawaii. But when I was a kid, this kid was so into Miss America. He still is. He's actually met more Miss Americas than I have. He drives them at, like, our Miss Arizona event. And he is, like, love with this program. They know who he is too. We do this, like, Show Me Your Shoes parade event where we all, like, get to dress up as something in our state. The Miss America who was in it had met my brother before, and she like waved at him and was like, Dad, oh my God. And he like ran up to her. She was like 12. He got like smacked down by a security guy. He was like, no, I actually know him. He's not just like trying to get to me. But so he's just as involved in it. He flew out to see me at Miss America, too. But, yeah, that's my one sibling. And then, of course, mom and dad are still very involved in my life, which I really appreciate because they are really supportive. I trust in all their endeavors, too. And it's great. I'm really thankful for my family. So.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
And then
that's awesome.
All of
stuff,
so.
Okay,
my
wow.
Sorry, you're slightly delayed, so I keep talking, and then I realize I'm talking over you, so that is my bad. I apologize.
That's okay. We do it to each other all the time.
It's okay.
Yeah, we do it to each other all the time, so.
Yeah, it's, like I said, you got something pertinent to say. We'll listen to you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you guys have a great show. I was enjoying learning about your wine and your mug. You know, and all the different things.
See, look at that. The drink segment is the segment.
If you utilize anything from here, you got to give us a shout out. I don't care if you utilize what not to do or what to do. You got to be like, yeah, you know where I got this from? These guys don't do it, but love them. Or hold your mug in this hand, not this hand. We don't care. We'll take whatever. But that's good. Take us with you. That'll be cool.
That is funny.
We'll be politically incorrect for you in D.C., but whatever. It's okay. So we'll be all right. Kel Chappelle's from that area. You see how far he's gotten, so there's always that.
Did you guys see that the guy attacked Dave Chappelle on stage? Did you guys see that?
I saw that.
His security rearranged his arm. His arm was like backwards. It was the craziest thing.
Oh, yeah, they did locate it both. No, here's the stance I'm going to take on that. If I was Dave Chappelle, I'd either fire my security team or I'd dock them all the day's pay because they did not do their job. See, everybody likes to comment on their reaction. They should have been proactive. I think they're trash. Now I'm pissed at them. Because if that had been someone more dangerous, we'd be reading about Dave Chappelle RIP. So his security team is bullshit right now. That being said, yeah, they beat him up after the fact, but shit, 12 guys can beat up anybody. So for that, I'm not impressed. Someone should have intercepted him before he got to Dave. You know,
certainly
I mean, Dave handled his business a little bit. Yeah, so that's just my thought, having kind of been in the profession. Like I say, you know, I wish Dave would have two-pieced him a little bit, but it was pretty funny. I like how he handled it, being rattled and everything. He still came back out, made a few comments, and kept it pushing. But, yeah, they lumped old boy up. They lumped him up nice. They lumped him up pretty decent.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is that he's probably going to sue them. Wow.
Well, here's the thing. My understanding, my buddy and I talked about it. They said Jamie Foxx and a couple of other people were involved. You know who's going to get sued? All of the entertainers with money. You're not going to sue a security guard. He doesn't have the right kind of income. But Foxx, Chappelle, they'll all get sued. So, you know, my thing is, you know, if someone was just choking
them
right on
the way, never make it to court.
Agreed. I mean, but you know what?
Yeah,
that kind of an ass whooping, it's worth the publicity. They just got $1 million worth of pub, his security team, for the ass whooping they doled out to that kid. So he'll make a few hundred grand maybe, but, you know, he'll probably think about it again. I'm assuming the guy was disturbed. But, yeah, I'd have probably broken more than just his arms. I thought the shit was great, actually, like I said. But I don't like how the security reacted instead of being proactive, because that's a dangerous situation. And I also feel like, had that been certain other people, you would not have seen it happen like that. I just think they kind of went to sleep on the job, period, stop to end. But, you know, good thing nothing bad happened, nothing terrible happened to old Dave, because I like Dave. So, you know, that's my guy.
Now, that being said, Amber, when you travel to your different events, do they have, like, a security for you and stuff like that? Do you travel with security guards?
It kind of depends on the event. I'm gonna be real honest. Miss Arizona, in like Miss America terms, is not as cool to like the citizens of Arizona as like Miss Alabama, like to Alabama. So it just kind of depends on the state. Quite often I travel by myself or with a traveling companion, but like a lot of the southern states, you'll see them travel with security guards. There are certain events where I would be stationed with a security guard, depending on what the event is, the galas. Actually, when I was 19, so I did this as a teen. In 2014, when the Super Bowl was here, and like all of Super Bowl week, I kind of had a security guard stationed with me, not by the organization, but by different events that would book me, just because of the level of celebrity that was around me, too. So it just kind of depends on that. Miss America has a security team. When I was competing at Miss America and when I was at any Miss America pre-event, we had our really awesome security guards, Rodney and Chris, and they have an entire security team that does it with them. They've been doing it for like 15 years, but they're the coolest guys. They take us through like all the back tunnels of travel and everything, and if there's ever a security breach, we'll get kind of locked down in specific areas. But it's really great. They're really awesome. My girl, Miss America, travels with them all the time. She always has to have a traveling companion, and then she has a good amount of security and security like surveillance that has occurred before the event to ensure her safety as well, because as I said, we're kind of like halftime celebrities, you know, halfway.
Half a celebrity.
A pseudo celebrity. I'm a pseudo celebrity.
Quasi
celebrity.
Celebrity. I think you're awesome.
Thank you.
I know. I do too.
Yes.
Yeah. You're definitely going to go a long way. You know, you've got the chops for it. You've been doing it a while, but still, you know, just the way you handle yourself in situations, it'll carry you a long way. So definitely congrats and much, much success to you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Me myself, after meeting her, listening to her talk, knowing what her ambitions are and everything, I'd sit around and I'm just like, government, here she comes.
Right.
I could totally see her on CNN and telling, no, Nancy Pelosi, sit down. Just listen to what I got to say. Look.
No.
I'm just saying.
Old people talk about CNN right there.
I appreciate it.
I totally wish you the best.
Well, thank you. Sometimes doing things like this makes me wish I had kind of done stuff more in this route, especially with kind of the political climate that's existing right now. But I'm very excited for law school, for sure. But I love doing stuff like this. I actually been into sports, too. I have been talking about the draft all day with people. And so I listen to, like, a sports podcast, and there's, like, one woman on the show. Like, I couldn't have done that. Probably would have been less of an issue than, like, going the political spectrum. But, you know, I'm still really excited for law school, living in D.C., getting to experience all of that, maybe ending up on CNN or Supreme Court or in the State Department, fingers crossed. But, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
If you see a van that says TMZ on the side, run.
Run.
That part.
Look, let me tell you, those guys are not all bad. They're not all bad. They're not bad like that.
No, I'm good either.
If you got good juice, they're coming with good juice. But if you got bad juice, they're coming after your bad juice. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
It's probably
so what do you think of the Kansas City
Chiefs? The scale's a little weighted, but...
You watch the draft.
Uh-oh, Kristen?
Huh? So what do you think of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Different about them. I will be honest. So I'm going to give you my three teams, and you have to respect why. So don't just pass the judgment.
Okay.
So my top team, the New England Patriots. My second team.
Did you feel that slight eject?
I did.
Wow.
I did that.
I didn't do it.
Are the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then I obviously love the Phoenix part, or the Arizona Cardinals, because I'm Arizona. But I grew up in a family. My dad's side is from Pittsburgh, or the Pittsburgh area, and my mom's side is all from Boston. So my uncle and my grandfather, my grandfather lived with me for my entire childhood. My first memory of football was the 07 Super Bowl after an undefeated run by the New England Patriots losing to the Giants. And I think from that moment forward, I was like, Patriots all the way. I just felt scorned. I was like, I think like eight. I was like eight or nine. I was so young.
Roger, get back in here. Don't be a hater all your life, Roger. Get back in here.
Yeah, so my reason for being kind of indifferent and a little salty toward the Chiefs is because Steelers are my second team. I don't stay as up to date with them, but they were in the playoffs, and they were playing the Chiefs, who were clearly the better team. They were clearly going to win. They were up like 20 points, and at the end, they still like were just stacking Big Ben and like celebrating it and just going off. And I was like, huh, is that guy's last game? Probably the end of the Steelers' run for a while. Like, just cut the guys some slack. Just cut the team some slack. Just let them maybe get a touchdown, too. Like, they let them a yard away from the touchdown, and they were, like, 20 points up. So that's kind of where I'm at with the Chiefs. I still respect them. Mahomes is awesome. You know, don't love Mahomes as a champ, to be honest, but Mahomes is a good guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I respect your defense of all of that. You're going to be well in your field, but fuck Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. That being said, I am a Mike Tomlin fan. I'm a fan of Tomlin. And it has nothing to do with those guys being good players or winning percentage or getting help and all that other bullshit. But that being said, I do respect you. Here's the thing. I'm a huge Larry Fitzgerald fan. Always have been since he left Pittsburgh. So I'm a big fan. I always wanted to see him do well. I like Kyler Murray. But, yeah, again, you know, got to go for my guy. So I respect your stance on that. So definitely big up to you. But, yeah.
Are you all Kansas City?
Yeah.
Is that why?
All of it. Well, Mimi's the only one who's not. She's kind of been partial to it because she – but, we're all KC-based. I don't live there now,
okay.
But I'm from there. I'm always repping, yeah, repping the Chiefs.
Gotcha. I mean, I I respect that. Some, they're also like a powerhouse of a team, you know? Also, the Patriots traded with them twice in the draft, so I kind of feel like you're our allies. Yep. So.
You're
welcome, by the way. You know why I'm telling you you're welcome, right?
Weird draft picks.
They were. From 30 to 29, what the hell?
Our first round draft pick was somebody you could have had in the third round, and our second round draft pick was somebody you could have had in the fifth round. And I was just like, Belichick, what are you doing?
Let me tell you what the problem is. He's not paying attention to any of that. He's just paying attention to Tyrann Mathieu. He's discombobulated. That's what it is. He's unfocused.
You know what?
If the timing doesn't work out, bro, you need to go to ESPN.
I'm glad you.
Sorry, I did the talk over thing again. I will get better at that. If I ever went into this field, I will pause.
No, you'll probably be in the room with people. You'll be okay. It's all right. Trust me.
No. Let me tell you something, Amber. Amber, you are perfect for this because there's always so much like gangster takeover. So you are like right on it. Like I'm loving it. So
yeah,
please,
she
don't
jumps
stop.
In, doesn't she? Doesn't she jump in? She's like my bike, oh, and then she comes in. I like it.
I'm hype. I mean, I'm fulfilling a dream of talking sports on like a radio podcast right now. Like this is so cool.
Well, you should have came on during Roger's sports section. Roger does our sports section. You should have came on during the sports section. I guess we're having
the
sports section right now.
Sports and fitness. I was just going to talk about the first time since 1991. There have been 5 defensive players picked, no quarterbacks. This is the first time since 1991. All defensive.
Yep.
In the first
round.
Yeah,
I know.
Yep.
Also, I thought Aiden Hutchinson was going to go first. I'm going
to
be honest.
Amber, moving forward, you are definitely invited. We are here every Wednesday, same time. Okay? You are definitely welcome to get on here with Roger, and you guys can talk sports together.
Like a sport.
Ooh,
yeah.
Maybe Roger,
the 2 months,
I will come with something else in my cup.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, listen. What is it? June or July? I got you. I live in Vegas. I ain't that far. June or July, it's you and me. I got you.
Okay. Nevada is my girl. I will be there to watch her give up her title. So I have to let you know. Hey.
Awesome.
This is where I am. We do sports and not tea. Yeah.
Sports
that's
and
it.
Not tea.
Sports and not tea, baby. It's only joking now.
Yeah, keep me posted. I'll fly in for that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be what's up. It's so easy. It's so easy to get here. So there's really no excuse. I mean, we've done a couple of get-togethers here already. So see, now you've got to definitely. It'll be your moving over party. We won't call it going out or going away or whatever, but it'll be your next step party.
Moving up.
All right.
Next party.
Just be forewarned. If Crystal comes, she's going to fly to New Jersey first and then come to Vegas. Because those are the kind of plane routes she likes to get.
You like to go
what?
No, he's talking about her plane rides that she takes. Listen, it's too close for all of that. I was working there.
Shut up.
We're going to do it. Listen, so... Amber, what's your actual favorite sport? Like, is it football? What is your actual? I mean, I can tell you're pretty well versed, but what's your favorite sport to watch or to do or whatever?
Football.
We'll get some going.
Football. I'm a big NFL person. I somewhat follow the NBA, and like a little bit college sports. I'm not a baseball person. My best friend likes big into Diamondbacks, but also I know some names and I pay a little bit of attention. And same basketball, I pay. happen to me because I know some of what's going on, specifically in playoff time. Like right now, obviously, I'm rooting for the Phoenix Suns. Like, go Phoenix Suns. And I would watch their game while having your podcast on in my ear before this. So that's like what I was doing. But football is always number one. I don't know. I was a high school cheerleader, a college cheerleader, and I got just football clicked very naturally with me. I was really, really good at it. And I always had, like, the commenting, like, that was awesome advice, because I'd be that cheerleader, not like, go boys, woo! It would be like, cover him over there, bro, he's going that way. That was a thing. And people would just ask me, like, okay, interesting perspective. But football has just always clicked. And, you know, as I said, growing up, I can remember that 7 Super Bowl, and I think I was just scarred. And then it was great afterwards. You know, we really continued killing it in the dynasty life for my team. But this year, it made me want to quit
That's
football a little. But it's okay. It's okay. I love football still.
Okay. All right. Well,
I love football.
I play now, football, I run track, so MMA, a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, it just depends. I'd rather do it than watch it.
So knowing who's obviously your favorite, so my question is, how did you feel about the Brady move?
Time. I'm going to be one of the rare Patriots fans that actually, no, we're not. I think most of us were kind of aware that it was probably time for them to move on. I think they both kind of needed to prove themselves on the rest of Belichick and Brady. And I will say, Tampa Bay made it to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, my Chiefs-loving people. But I was rooting for Tampa Bay. I was out here for Tom Brady. I was excited to see him get his 7th ring. But I would say this year when they made the playoffs, I rooted against them because I was really tired of hearing that the only thing that made the Patriots successful was Tom Brady. And I still love him. Mm-hmm. I still hope for success and his best. He did not thank Patriots fan in his, like, faithful retirement post, so I was a little salty. But I just I'm hoping that Belichick and Mac Jones, our new rookie quarterback, and just the entire setup of this team can kind of prove themselves on their own as a Patriots too as well. So that way we can hopefully make a better name, or not a better name, but a name that's separate from, you know, Tom Brady too. So that's kind of my feeling. I'm respectful. I root for him when it's not like at the detriment of the Patriots. I cried during and he was back and I was sitting on the couch crying, and my roommates were all making fun of me. They were all like, so that's
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny. you're definitely coming back. Listen, we don't want to tarnish your crown just yet, so I'll let you rock out the last 60 days, and after that, just let them know, hey, guys, don't follow me, because shit's about to get real. And then, you're definitely welcome back, and like I said, I can't wait to see your name in other print for doing other things, so that's really really cool.
Yeah.
Especially to see you at this kind of segue, you know, I would call it a beginning, because you still got so much to do and so far to go, so that's great. But in between time you've got a lot to do, which includes talking sports and drinking with us at some point in Vegas, so you're welcome, and we'll get there.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate the invite. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, so.
Yeah, keep me in the loop, because I'm serious. I will come to Vegas, and I won't fly to Boston first. I don't know where he got that one from, or Jersey, wherever he said. But what he was referring to,
Walla Washington is some damn where.
Yeah,
like you did. Every plane flight.
You know what? You know what it really is? I think, look, the airlines have a thing with my sister, and I don't know what it is with that. They just have a thing with doing things to her, and that's what it is. But we're just going to make sure that she's going to take a straight flight to where the hell she's going. She's going to be all right. We're not going to bounce around. We're not going to be nowhere sitting for 12 hours. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I can actually drive to Vegas. It's only 4 hours from here. So
yeah, it's not
good.
Gonna
okay,
fly.
Why would you fly?
I mean, if you could get a flight in the first place, let alone a flight to Jersey. But
that's just plain. That's what I said.
Well,
we all went straight to Vegas. She went to Jersey somewhere first and then came to Vegas.
And on the world tour.
What he's referring to is this app that I use called Skip Lag. And with Skip Lag, you can purchase your plane ticket at a fraction of the cost that you normally would.
$1.40.
So, and the reason they can do it so low is that you have to have a layover. So when I went to Vegas, my layover was Texas, I don't know how, but it was. And then from there, you go to Vegas. So it was kind of stupid, you know, because we were coming from Florida. And so my layover was in Fort Worth. And so I was there and then almost missed it because I was on American Airlines and they canceled all the flights. And I'm literally watching my flight being canceled, and the ticket guy is just like, oh, no, it won't be canceled. I was like, are you sure it won't be canceled? Because it went from a 20-minute delay to a 30-minute delay to an hour delay to a cancellation, like in a matter of minutes. And I had to run literally from one side of the Dallas airport all
DFW.
The way to the other side.
And if you've ever been to
DFW,
it's huge.
It's so huge.
You could have been a part of Roger's workout segment.
By the time I got to the gate, all I could do was just gesture and show plane cancellations. They're like, did your plane get canceled? I was like, and then they're like, do you have your ID? I was like, I could not.
What the hell are we talking about?
And back then, you had to wear your mask 24/7 in the airport, so I really could not breathe. And they were like, just calm down. We'll go ahead and get you on this flight going to Vegas. I was like, and so they got me on the flight. And then it's so funny, when I got on the flight, there were people that were on the other flight that got canceled on the flight to Vegas. And we're just looking at each other, all out of breath, just like, what is the deal? What is going on? And they kept saying that it was inclement weather
exactly.
Other places, and we knew that that wasn't the case. The reason
that
why
is
all those planes got canceled was because the airline staff didn't want to get vaccinated. And so because they're union, they can get away with it, and they just didn't come to work, which left
and what was
a
really
lot of
funny,
planes without a crew.
And what was really funny is – is so I'm on the phone with her this whole entire time, and so I'm knowing what's actually going on, and I'm sitting in a hotel room in Vegas looking at TV, and the news is saying bad weather. But there was no rain. There weren't even clouds in the entire United States at that time.
Sounded like you needed a lot of
experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to quit using Skip
Bag. We have like we have like 2 minutes to our blog talk side. So FYI, I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Amber, sweetheart, I wish you the absolute freaking best. I look forward to you getting back on with us because you and Roger have got to do sports together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we will work that out. Okay. And, of course, Erica, honey, I can't wait for your food. So I'm ready for all the shits and giggles.
What's up, lady?
Actually, we have 30 minutes left on the blog talk side because we started late.
Roger
does. But,
Amber, what were you saying, hon?
That part. Okay.
A photo. Can we, like, take a photo? Can you all be for a photo? Okay, I'm going to move my ring.
Hey, look.
Right here?
Yeah. Shit. Hold on.
Are you sure? No, do it again. We weren't ready.
See, typical ass woman. Typical woman. See, me and George was cool. It's always the women go, let me see first. Is it good? Let me see. Don't you post that yet. See, right there.
One,
I'm not
two,
dealing with you.
Three.
Love it. Perfect.
This is the most,
awesome.
Hey, this is the most quiet y'all been all night.
I got to tell you,
Amber is the selfie queen. When we took our picture, she's the one that took it. I can get the angles right. But she just went at that phone and she was like, click, and it came out perfect. I was just like, wow.
That's awesome.
I was looking at her pictures on her Twitter page. Yeah, tons of pictures on her Twitter page. But they stopped all at 2020 for some reason. She hasn't been on there in like 2 years.
That'd be 2020.
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. I'm
the one with the crown.
Twitter has a solid, like, there's Twitter, and TikTok started, like, up here with me. Like, I could not. It started to get easier. Twitter just still stays here. No, I appreciate it. I'll retweet some Patriots things, but, like, Twitter just overwhelms me a little bit. That's why.
So just think what's really about to pop off.
Twitter's old news. Twitter's old news.
No, I love Twitter. I get it. I appreciate it. My roommates use it all the time. It's a little much for me. So yeah.
It's a lot of catty bickering on there,
totally,
from my understanding.
It's probably a good thing most celebrities get in trouble on Twitter.
Well, I wonder how Twitter's going to change now that Elon Musk
owns
Twitter.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering.
I mean, it's going to be his own personal newspaper. It's going to be interesting to see, but yeah.
It will.
No, it's all good.
I don't even have any of it. I have the Facebook, and I just got on Snap like last weekend.
You sound like somebody's mama. I have the Facebook, and I just got on Snap. You sound like a fucking mammy. Good old Erica, baby. She's like, the Facebook told me.
They took the out of Facebook when they expanded beyond college. Okay. For starters.
But listen, I'm about to bring my MySpace page back, because still exists.
Hey,
George's about to get on Black Planet and shit.
I'm crying. I'm like, can you help me make a YouTube?
Oh, shoot.
Y'all on the y'all had a MySpace page for music and shit. Get out of here. Listen. Amber, honey, I hope this doesn't get you put out of college before you get in, but, you know, you're welcome. You always got a job broadcasting, girl. We got you. They're going to be like that crew right there. And we're going to be like, what? You guys are invited, too. You guys are invited, too. Everybody come. But I live in the prime place for that. So, you know.
You can come.
The Facebook.
You get to come. Everybody's going to come. It's going to be a party. We just
Erica, girl. She was on the Facebook.
Oh,
she was on Facebook, and she did snap.
Ryan won't let me on YouTube. He thinks I'll embarrass him if I get on YouTube, so he wouldn't help me with the
thing. Well, I ain't saying. I'm just saying, you know. You know, the potential is there, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. I embarrass my kids first, so they don't have to do it to me. It's fine.
I do it on purpose. I like to do it on purpose. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All righty.
So early. I'm going to be so tired. I'm going to walk in there still smelling like Moscato, wanting to know why I stayed up all night. You know, 4:30. It comes early. It's 4.5 hours away. I'm going to die on Thursday morning. Thursday morning is going to be so hard now.
It's cool. Don't worry about it. You can get a lot done. You're fine. You're good. Listen, I have to go back to a job site, like, pretty soon. So I'm not even done for the night. I have to leave and go back.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep. Yes,
wow.
Because if it's at a casino and their network, some of their network stuff is down, they wait from, they cannot wait. George, tell them they can't wait. So work again.
Hey,
I have to go back.
Hey, they sent me, I got sent a work order for Trader Joe's because their network went down. And I took one look at it and said 8:45 p.m. tonight. I was like, nope.
I actually agreed to go in at midnight just because I don't want to see them anymore. See, Amber, this is what we have to do. Like I said, don't get me wrong. If I don't have a crown, but I have a rhinestone bow tie. But if I break that shit out, this show is going to change. I just need y'all to know that. So that being said, I can relate to you. We can relate. I've been there. You know, I was Mr. Shake Your Shit for 3 years in a row. Don't worry about it. I'm not even drunk. That's the bad part about this.
Oh, God.
Y'all don't want me to break out of retirement. If the bow tie breaks down, goddammit, I'm paying all my bills in dollars again. All in ones. I'm just letting y'all know. Mr. Austin, you cannot buy a Tesla with 60,000 singles. The hell I can't. Watch me. So like I said, you know, and don't worry about what that funny substance is on there. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, Amber, my friend Tiffany wanted me to let you know that she thinks you are great. She has enjoyed listening to you tonight. She said good luck in all of your endeavors. And she will definitely be following you. And then she also said, guys, that she loves the show. And my phone's getting crazy.
No, you
just
can't
she loves
see.
The show and to let you guys know that she liked it. And Erica, she's looking forward to your segment next week. And she can't wait to see what you're going to cook.
Your favorite.
She's a fan of our show.
What are we talking about here? I didn't hear it at the beginning.
Oh, Pinky was telling Amber that she thinks that she's great and that she's going to follow her, she was telling her good luck in all of her endeavors, and that you know we all think you're awesome.
Thank you, Pinky. I appreciate it. Oh, this has been great. As I said, I've been enjoying it. I'm living out a little dream here, as I said. So.
Hey, no, you know what? Nah, the hell with that. I'm wearing my tiara next. I'm wearing my crown next week. Yeah, I'm pissed now.
Seriously.
No, see, this is the thing. This is the thing, Amber. This is the place where you get to come and step outside the box on a Wednesday night when you just feel like, you know what? I've had enough of a crown. And I've had enough of everything, and I just want to get with family and talk some shit and have some fun and have a drink and talk some sports and listen to some stuff. So you are always welcome to come back. Like I said, we're here on Wednesday nights, same time. All you got to do is just send Crystal a message and be like, boop, boop, you're in the door.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been enjoying it. Send your segment next week, too. My phone is not having fun right now. Trying to die, but I'm gonna turn into a cooking segment next week because I can't cook to save my life.
That's two people on this show that can't. So good. Well, we'll definitely have to.
And they draw each other. That's how they met. I don't know.
I try, but fail, because I can tell you one of my cooking.
Oh, God.
I tried to make a chicken pot pie. But the thing is, I follow recipes to the letter. And never once, this is my defense, never once
Roger, get
did
back
it
in
say,
here.
Cook the chicken first. It never said cook chicken first. So I had a golden brown crust. It was perfect. And I had vegetables and stuff all steamed beautifully. And the chicken, after 40 minutes being in the oven, was still frozen. So
that bitch was still fucking. It was still clucking. That's to be more careful. My chicken, I can't believe me. I look, I cooking the chicken, the boil is not done. So, so anyway, all right. Well, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus, let him use you. So anyway,
I'm devastated.
Wow.
Erica has shown up with the ruler, and she's going to get everybody in check. Right, Erica? That's what this is all
yes,
about.
Yes,
get everybody in
look,
check.
After next week, Crystal, you are going to be able to make Mom's cheesecake. I promise even you can do it.
What? Next week, you are going to be able to make a bowl of cereal, maybe even butter this toast properly. I promise you we got you, girl.
Man,
you're going to be vicious with ramen noodles. You're going to
like
be cold with your
free pizza. Because all you need is to buy the crust already, like the graham cracker crust. You put
oh,
it
no.
in the little pan, and then you throw the fruit on top of it, and there you got fruit pizza. I can't mess that up.
I get that, too, and then my staple meal, this grosses my roommates out. I literally cook them, according to the package, for the record, but I get a lot of crap for it, is I... The turkey little hot dog in the bun, wrap it in a paper towel, put it in the microwave for 40 seconds, put some ketchup and mustard on it, and eat it. But I guess it smells horrible.
There you go.
And it is just not the proper way to do it.
That's pretty good.
Amber, you get your first official. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hey, Amber, that's okay. Because that's a lot better than Crystal's rice surprise, okay?
Oh,
yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm
hey.
On bullshit tonight. That's all I'm...
hey.
Listen,
hey, my whatever surprises
for...
are good. I can make hot dog surprise. I can make...
These are...
What's
the surprise?
Spaghetti surprise. The surprise is
supposed to
mess it up. So,
the surprise is, if it's edible, it's a surprise. That's the damn
said.
Surprise.
It just sounds
good.
Spaghetti
gastrointestinal
surprise.
Nightmares is what these are called.
Gastrointestinal surprise.
The world's best
this
diet
woman,
plan.
This woman managed to burn boiling water. Okay? So, I'm just saying.
Bottom of the pan was seared. You know how it is. You know how it is.
But in my defense, I was trying to make some chicken and
dumplings. There is no defense, homie. No, there's no defense.
Well, the dumplings kept disappearing every time I dropped them in the water. So... I just kept doing it, and it kept dissipating,
what?
And next thing you know, the water boiled off. And so, yeah, I burnt water. Yeah.
Guys, Erica is having
I'm
a chicken
I'm
moment
right
now.
She's
like turning red, purple,
I'm
green.
I'm having a fucking stroke.
not a stroke. And she hasn't even tasted just your guys' food. Man, listen, if you look at the Brady Bunch square here, like I'm looking at the two bottom corners here. I'm not. It's terrible. It's like Bobby and Cindy trying to cook and shit. This is horrific. Yeah.
It happens.
Oh my God.
No, it really doesn't. But,
Erica, first of all, George.
Only on CB and the boys.
Says,
you never know what you're going
to
get.
George, you need to find a sign that says help really big because that Erica is having a moment. She's like, shit, if
hey,
I had
girl,
control of
hey,
this shit, everybody
nobody,
would
nobody, is anybody there to catch you or resuscitate you or something like that? Because you look like you're about to go ahead and flatline on us or something, mama.
Oh, my God. I'm the only one who knows CPR in here. It's hot.
you better get yourself a D-fib. Clear up you eat that bullshit.
I'm
clear.
No. I can break it down. If I can teach my 16-year-old who has no interest in cooking, everything he eats is brown or gray. And I'm teaching him to color.
I can relate.
I can teach you. 16 years old.
Brown or gray.
So I got you, girl. I got you. Okay, I got you.
So what she said is, even though you guys are remedial as hell in the kitchen, she can get you a passing grade. That's what she's saying. But I'm gonna say it for her because I know she wants to be cool about it.
Yes,
so what she's saying
is
y'all on the cooking.
Guilty.
Hey, they on the cooking short bus. They on the cooking short bus. Beep beep. Oh my God. It's cool though. It's cool. It's cool. I said it.
This is possibly the most ghetto-ass cooking show I've ever done.
Amber, you was about to say something, love.
And I get a Chipotle, which I guess are probably not the most safe things to eat from, like, the place I was getting them, like, raw. But I basically eat raw. I like sirloin a little bit on both sides. That's, like, my gourmet meal. And the guy is, like, asking me. He was like, so do you want anything? I was like, no, I can't really cook. So, like, this is my safe. This is safe for me because you can eat it raw. And he looked at me and he's like, you eat this raw? Like, you eat this raw. And I was like, I mean, I kind of cook it. And he was like, all right, well, so what do you season it with? And I was like, pepper. And he was like, well, what else do you cook? And I'm like, turkey hot dogs. And he goes, okay, so cooking's not expensive. What else are you good at? I read a book that tells me that you need to appreciate your best skills, and he gave me a leadership pep talk because he felt so bad about my cooking skills. Because he kept
asking. Here's the deal. You need to tell him, hey, listen, I will not need to cook for myself in the very near future. But in the meantime, I do have other fine attributes. Just none of them involves an open flame, a hot coil, or an oven. And that's perfectly fine, sweetie, because you got other fine attributes. Here's the thing. Don't ever put the words gourmet and microwave in the same sentence because it shit's an oxymoron. It don't exist.
I make some great gourmet
microwaves.
So
I'm cold with my shit. I'm cold with it.
Gourmet turkey hot dog.
The microwave. My canvas and my microwave meals and frozen hot pockets are my paint.
Okay.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
Hey,
you know
Roger.
What, Amber, regardless, you are winning.
Hey, Roger.
Okay, damn it. You got
hey,
it.
Roger.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Rod is here. Hey, Rod is here.
Yeah. Hey, man, come on, man, come on. Stop licking the windows! Stop it!
Oh my God!
Oh, it's fine.
We have other skills.
I have other skills.
We don't.
No. Trust me.
We have other chefs.
She'll have her own chef. Some of us won't. She'll have a chef or a personal cooker or a dietitian. She'll be fine. But in the meantime, I'm talking shit until you get it. So that's perfectly cool with me because I know you will have that. But until then, his own is swinging. That's all right. Oh man, you guys, there's something wrong with you guys. See, I try to keep this without going off the rails and on the straight and narrow. You guys won't let me. So, you know, I try. I can't watch everybody.
I'm gonna say this in Amber's defense. I think the hot pockets are amazing when you're out drinking and you come home and there's nothing else to eat and you could just pop one of those right in the microwave real quick.
Girl, them dino nuggets in the air fryer. I gotta tell you, for I will not let my kids eat a lot of this stuff, but those dino nuggets in the air fryer when your feet hurt and you're coming home from the box.
Did she say dino nuggets?
The dinosaur nuggets from the Costco's, okay, the dinosaur nuggets, they have to be dinosaur ones.
Wow.
Girl, they hit different when you're drunk. I promise.
I don't. Erica, do not lose any points before Wednesday.
Wait, listen, Erica, you got to do the air quotes and say allegedly. I hear they're allegedly fantastic. Damn it, Amber, will you work with this girl? Tell her. We're on the street, allegedly, you know, I can either confirm or deny that if you're drunk, The theme is fantastic. Damn! Didn't we teach you anything?
You know, do not want me in the kitchen when I've been drinking. You do not want me in the kitchen intoxicated. I will be throwing some shit together. It'll be a surprise.
No, I really don't.
That's
really
why
don't.
I said hot pockets. Well, microwave.
I ain't saying shit.
Don't heat them up on five. That's all I got to say. Don't put it on five.
All right, listen.
It will not end well.
I have to be ready to go. I have to be responsible for a little while longer during this day. It's only 10:20 here. So it ain't because I don't love y'all, but I got to go because.
hey, you know, we all got to go. We all got to go.
Yes.
We all got to go.
Oh, I'm working
here.
Right,
y'all over there. It's just because it's still 12 noon where y'all at and all that.
on the moon or some shit. You know.
12 noon.
Yes.
All right.
We have 9 minutes left.
And you know what?
I wish it was actually 10 o'clock p.m. over here on this side. I am at 1:20 a.m. on my side.
Oh, my.
Hey, Mimi, I know you're on borrowed time, Mimi. We talked about it. I know what the deal is. It ain't, hey, lady, don't blame me. It ain't my fault. Handle your business. High five. Uncle Raj loves you. I got to go. I'm through fucking with y'all for the night. Listen, it's only the middle of the week, and I told y'all it's been a long week. Hallelujah. And now y'all going to sit here and make me do this. And look, I couldn't even do my normal because I have to go back to work. I had to limit myself. I barely put a dent in this crown. You know how disappointed I am in myself? Damn it, do you really know? It's what... See, George has a new toy. Anyway, I'm not fooling with y'all. Erica, I'll be in KC. I'm going to check y'all out. I got to go. Love y'all. Be easy. Stay up, ladies.
Be safe out there.
Gee, I'm out. All right, absolutely. Take care.
Be right.
I'm going to go. I'm in the ER tomorrow, y'all. Luckily, I work at a small-ass hospital, and nothing crazy happens. I can't deal with these people.
It's Atchison.
It's Atchison. There ain't nothing happening.
You drive longer than 15 minutes, you'll be in another state. I mean, I'm just saying.
For real. Serious. Serious. Everything here is 7 minutes away. 7 minutes from end to end. All the way around.
They got two stoplights, one coming in, one going out.
Yep, that's it. Okay, sweetie. Well, one love, and you be safe out there.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Amber. It was so nice to meet you, girl. I will come to D.C. and give you some private lessons, girl.
Sounds good. I need it in law school. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck. I'll see you all next week.
She's going to need some law food.
All right.
Yes, some good food. Studying. Study food.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
I can't wait.
All right, girl.
Bye.
I'm going to head out as well, but thank you so much for having me. I didn't even realize what time it was because I was having so much fun this whole time. So
you're good.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah, you guys were great.
Yes, absolutely.
So back on in the summer, you know, doing some sports in Vegas, so...
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I'm serious. Right. I'm definitely going to come out for that, so keep me posted.
All right, for sure. I will have to, I promise. I will keep you in the loop. Well, I have to keep you in the loop. Like, you are I gotta go through you to get in the loop. So you will be in the loop for sure. Well, thank you all so much.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much. She's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, guys, we only have 4 minutes left, so continue to say our goodbyes, Mimi.
Well, guys, look, it's been great. My voice is almost gone for absolutely no freaking reason. I had such a good time tonight. So, all I'm going to say is see you guys next week. We're going to have a great show next week as well.
Yes, that we will. George?
Peace, love, and hair grease. Sometimes shit happens.
Hey,
sometimes. All right. Thanks, everyone. And thanks once again to Ms. Amber Bardo, Ms. Arizona. She was awesome. So thank you, thank you. So if you just joined us, you're listening to CB and the Boys. Hopefully you have gotten your midweek motivation. Hopefully you have been motivated and you've had laughter and you've had fun. So that's definitely what we provide. So hopefully you got a big dose of all of it. And we also introduced our newest member, Miss Erica Wright. She will be doing the Wright recipe, so look forward to that next week. And we have another great show for you next week, same time, same station. Don't forget to go to our YouTube page, like us and subscribe. And don't forget to go to our, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, our Facebook page and like us. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. And I can't say it enough. Don't forget to subscribe. So, so we had a great show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio as well as Apple Podcasts. So definitely check us out there as well. And shout out, of course, to BTS. They will be back in June 10th, with a new album. So everyone look forward to that because you know I'm going to have it. So, yeah. So you know I'm going to have the songs. I'm going to have the scoop. So everyone look forward to that. Also, Jimin of BTS, he has a song out now called With You. And I played it last week. And, of course, I am going to play it for you guys now to take us home. So this is Jimin. And
before you go out, I just want to say a special thank you to everyone that chimed in tonight. The Pinky, 7007RA, and also I know Ariana was on. So, yes, huge shout-out to everyone that chimed in tonight. And Bill.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day. Once again, to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all those of our fans on Bego. So hello to everyone on Bego. Everyone enjoy the rest of your week. And we will be back next week for more midweek motivation. So here to take us out is Jimin with You. He did a duet with Ha Sang Woon, and this is his first original soundtrack. And this is to the K-drama called Our Blues, which actually is really good. So if you guys are into K-dramas or dramas, definitely check it out. It's subtitled for with a variety of languages, English being one. So it's really a good show. So definitely check it out if you get a chance. So here is Jimin and Ha Sang Woon and With You to take us home. So we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I wanna be